Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
I'm Amaya.
And I'm SK.
We decided to do a little switcheroo today.
Yeah.
Just for the fun.
Yeah. So today, y'all, we're back with another episode. As you guys know, I record with SK almost every single day. So today, we're going to be answering some of your questions. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll know that we posted a little graphic. It was like access questions. And we got
it. It was really cute. And I wonder who made it. I wonder. Maybe it was me. Oh, wow. Sarah Catherine, you're so talented at making graphics.
Oh, my God. So we got a good bit of questions. So we're going to answer those. But before we answer those questions, we're going to jump into our all-time favorite segment, personal problem segment. So
that's my little thing.
Little song. Sarah Catherine, go ahead and start us. Give us your personal problem for the week.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Honestly, can I think of a personal problem? Whoa, I always have so many problems. this is funny. Okay. So I had this whole plan of my personal problem, and I was going to say that I'm depressed because yesterday I was feeling so depressed. But honestly, today I don't feel depressed anymore. So I don't really have a personal problem. Uh-huh. I guess my personal problem is that I have to talk to Amaya for 30 minutes. Like, ugh, so annoying. I'm just kidding, y'all. I love Amaya.
No, she really hates me.
Shut up.
The week is my school just said that there's pictures on Wednesday. And I was like, what? And it just got announced. Now I have to go to book a hair appointment. And like, I don't think trying to go get a hair appointment right now and go shopping for a nice outfit right now is a good idea. So.
Just because of COVID or what?
COVID and the election. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this really funny TikTok. I'll have to send it to you, but it was this woman who was just like doing her makeup routine or whatever. And she was like, so y'all, what are y'all going to wear for the Civil War? Like, are we doing a red and blue kind of theme? Or are we doing like, are the independents going to wear gray? Cause that's like a gray area party. No offense. Or like, what are we doing? Like, I think I'm going to wear all black because I'll just say I'm taking pictures. Cause you know, pictures for history, right? Like they're not going to harm a photographer. Right. It was really funny. She was like, what are we wearing for the Civil War?
Oh my God. So yeah, if you haven't, well, I feel like this probably is out on election day. I don't know when this episode's coming out, but yeah.
Go vote.
Go vote. So.
On.
Yeah. So let's jump into the questions for this episode. So the first question is, what's your favorite thing about the team?
Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. My favorite thing about the team is the fact that I've made friends that I never would have met otherwise. I had no idea when I was like filling out this little Google form that I would have friendships with people that I can tell the girls on the team, like, well, most of them. I can trust all the girls on the team and I can tell them anything. And I know that they're going to be there for me even when like my friends that I know and have like gone to school with and everything, like when I'm having trouble with them or like, I don't know, I can just trust them with so much. And so like, yeah, like the work is really rewarding and I enjoy doing it. But I definitely like, I'm just a big like relationship person, and the relationships that I've made through this podcast are really like invaluable. Is invaluable the right word? Is invaluable, does that mean like really good or really bad? Y'all know what I mean, but like,
it's probably-
what if invaluable means like without value because they like aren't valuable? I don't know. Y'all are all not valuable. No, just kidding. I love everyone on this team. Y'all know what I mean.
Yeah. For me, my favorite thing about the team, I would say, is the vibes. Then I feel like some of you I can trust to tell like anything to without being judged.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like some of you are like, some of you I really love a lot.
Y'all heard it here first. Girl team's got good vibes.
Right. So come join. We're actually opening applications in which you sent the wrong crap to people in the DMs I saw.
Me?
You sent this interest meeting form. Like, what the heck is she doing?
When?
Oh my God, I saw the DMs yesterday. I was like, wait, who are these people? And I guess you were like,
I didn't send anything in the DMs.
Really? Then, yeah. So that, oh my God, I was like, who is
this? I don't open the DMs because I thought that wasn't for me to open.
Yes, I'm like, who the heck sent this interest form meeting out? And I'm like, that's definitely the wrong thing.
Not me.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with that, but.
Bleep that out, though.
So, next question is, who's your favorite influencer and why?
My favorite influencer would be Amaya McCall. But other than Amaya McCall, I really like this girl. Okay, I think her name's like Kyla Hamlin or something. I really could have butchered that. But I don't even know if I get, yeah, she's an influencer, but she just has really good outfits and like, I look at her Instagram a lot for like outfit inspiration, but yeah, I'd say she's probably like my favorite or like my top influencer at the moment. What about you?
I'm going to have to go with Alicia Marie has been one of my favorites right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't have a reason why. She's just my favorite.
I feel like when everyone else, like all of YouTube has had drama and she's really been like, she's been staying out of it and not just like staying out of it. She's not problematic. Like I don't really watch her anymore. Like I used to be obsessed with her like freshman year, but she definitely like, I don't know. I feel like she does a good job of like trying to remain like on trend and everything. And like, she does a good job of like growing with her audience and like maturing. Cause like,
yeah,
a lot of people are still like stuck in 2017. Lifestyle vlogger.
I want to call somebody up, but okay. next is, how did you start the podcast? Is the process hard? Let's see, how did I start the podcast? I had a day out of school. Okay, I just want to start a podcast. Did it, and look where it is now. Is the process hard? Sometimes it can be hard. Sometimes it can be easy. It just all depends on what it is and how you got to do it.
Yeah, I know that question was more for you, but I'm going to jump in and just say, like, Amaya works so hard on Girl. Like, when she was supposed to take her week break and she gave us these long, long substitute plans, I was like, I didn't really, like, I feel like sometimes I do a lot, but I didn't realize how much she does for Girl. Like, it is her baby. It is, like, she's very involved and, like, spends so much time on it. And so I can imagine that it would be hard to see, like, when it's, if it's not growing when you're putting in, like, if it's not growing proportional to the amount of work you're putting in, or if you're putting in a lot of work and then you see people's brands or anything that's are growing rapidly when you know, like, they don't deserve it or, like, you deserve it more. I know that for you can be frustrating, but just so everyone knows, like, Amaya, like, puts everything into this podcast and she's so amazing. So, I love you, Amaya. Hee hee.
Okay, so next question is, how did you two meet?
Do you want to answer this one?
No, you go first.
Okay, I'll tell my story. So, I was just in a Facebook group for a podcast that I used to listen to, and I saw some girl named Amaya posted, like, oh, my podcast is hiring, and I was like, hey, that's kind of cool, like, cool thing to put on resume, you know. And so I was like, you know what, I'll apply. And I filled out the application and I got accepted as the executive assistant to Paige. Aww. So Paige, rest in peace. May her soul rest in peace. Just kidding. She's not dead. But yeah. And then when Paige left, I was just really putting in a lot of work and that's when I got moved up. But anyways, Amaya and I obviously got close through that just because she is, like, my boss technically, and, but we're, like, we're friends too just because I think we get along really well and our personalities go good together. So then we would, like, FaceTime and stuff, and then all of a sudden I find out that Amaya's coming to Savannah, and that's where I live. And so we met up and had dinner, and we kind of told the story in the first episode that I was on. But yeah, that's how we met.
Yeah.
And now she bugs me every day. I'm just kidding.
Kind of do. But yeah. So I met Sarah. I saw her name pop up. On the interview thing, but her interview got canceled because we didn't feel like doing the rest of those interviews. And I think she was like, I remember we tried to find a position for you. I remember meeting you that way. Then you came to the group chat. Oh my God, there you go. She came in the group chat, and basically we all talked in the group chat. And then I think I had to check on her once because I think like Paige was like, she's my assistant. Can you like see like if she's gonna do any work? And so I'm like, sure. And she was also like really outgoing on the Zooms and stuff. So, and yeah
baby.
And then I got a number, and then we FaceTimed, and I was like, hey, I'm Savannah, do you like want to meet up and stuff? She's like, yeah. And we got dinner, and now she doesn't do any work. And so yeah, that's how we met.
Next question.
Okay, this worst part about being a Pisces, but we can do both of our zodiac signs.
Okay.
So I'll go first. My worst part about being a Pisces is that I'm so sensitive. Like, I'm really sensitive at times.
Yeah, I know that. I noticed that about you. I'm an Aquarius, and I'm literally about to get canceled by the whole girl squad, but I really don't know that much about, like, zodiacs, and we were talking about them in my class the other day, and I was reading all about Aquarii, is that a thing? Aquariuses. And I was like, whoa, like, this is kind of me, but I kind of forgot, like, what the qualities are, so I wouldn't really say. Actually, I'm perfect all around. There is no worst part. I'm totally kidding, y'all. Please know that that was a joke.
About how she felt bloated yesterday, so...
The worst part about being an Aquarius is feeling bloated.
Yeah, there you go.
Just kidding.
Yeah, so next question is, why did you start a podcast? See, there's truly no meaning why I started this podcast. I mean, I lie a lot in interviews, and they're like, why did you start a podcast? I'll make up something. Oh my God, Sarah, stop.
What?
But I definitely was inspired by YouTubers, so that's, I guess, a good reason why I started the podcast, I guess. Okay, you ready for the next question? Oh my God, can
something do that? Yes, I'm so ready.
Tell us your wildest story, so you go first.
My wildest story? I have some good stories, but this is my go-to fun fact. When I was in kindergarten, I was playing Human Pinata, and I fell out of a tree and broke my leg, and now I have, like, a dent in my leg. So, moral of the story, don't play Human Pinata.
So, that's your...
What's yours?
Okay, that was a...
Four. That's probably not my wildest story, but that's just a story.
Okay, let's see what else. I was riding my bike one day, decided I was gonna go, like, straight and, like, just kind of get on the curb. I passed out mid-air, fell on my... head first. My bike dropped on me. My head was bleeding. I was scarred for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh.
We thought I had to go to the hospital. I caused a whole line of traffic, you know. So that's my
there you go.
Yeah.
What? What's the next question?
Okay. If you could have anyone on your podcast, who would it be and why? Definitely.
Oh.
Alicia Marie or AOC?
I was gonna say AOC. I don't like necessarily line up with everything she like says, but I think she's literally the coolest human ever and is really inspiring, and she'd be really cool to have on the podcast. Or I don't know. Huh.
I know. I
like know.
Not that many people I would want on the podcast, but like Alicia Marie and definitely like AOC are my go-tos, I feel like.
Yeah, I know you've said that before. I'm trying to think. I swear I've like thought of people. Yeah. I don't know. I'll just have to stick with AOC. Did you know that I saw her before?
Yes, she sent the group chat that.
And we made eye contact and she like waved at me or whatever. I was in the Capitol. That's a good story. And then I posted on my Instagram story. I was like, oh my gosh, I just saw Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at the Capitol.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey girl. And then, okay, what's your least favorite food?
My least favorite food is anything pickled. Like pickled, pickled vegetables, pickles. No, actually, that's such a lie. I don't mind pickles. But mayonnaise, is that a food? That counts. That like goes, and eggs. Eggs gross me out because I have this theory that eggs are like meat jello. Just hear me out, okay? Think of a hard-boiled egg, like the consistency. Like, what else can you compare that to except like jello? So it's like meat jello.
That's so weird.
That's what everyone says.
What are your favorite seasons? Mine is winter. I don't have a favorite season.
Fall for sure.
Fall's a good one.
Yeah. Fall and winter. Yeah.
Winter.
I love all the seasons actually.
I feel like
they just come at perfect times because fall comes to relieve you of the summer heat after you're finally tired of it. Winter comes to bring Christmas when you're looking forward to it. Spring comes to relieve you of winter coldness and darkness and sadness and death. And summer comes to like relieve you of the school year and like you have summer. Like they're all just perfect in their own ways.
Yeah. What's your go-to nail polish? White.
Okay. Oh, that's a great question. Did you say white?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got white nails on right now. Either white or I like light pink or let me find it. It's this right here. I'm showing Amaya. We're on a Zoom. But it's OPI Topeless Beach. And it's like this light. Well, it's not even light. It's like a purplish gray.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite book of all time?
The Help. I read that in like 2 or 3 days, and it's like a pretty long book, and yeah, it's always been my favorite book.
My favorite book has to be The Lady Gang.
I haven't read that. Is it good? What's it about?
It's based off The Lady Gang, and it just has like a lot of advice. It's like so cute.
Nice. I'll have to look at that.
So, best qualities and worst pet peeves in guys.
Oh.
This is a good question.
Okay. Best quality in a guy. Well, I've never had a boyfriend or anything. So, this is, like, I guess, like, my ideal. I guess, like, for me, like, I'm a Christian. And so, like, I want the guys that I, like, am looking at, that sounds so weird, but that, like, them being Christian is really important to me, just, like, for me personally, but also country boys,
oh my God.
Like, and then pet peeve, or, like, worst thing is, when guys, like, don't know how to apologize, or they like always think they're right and like try to turn everything on you, like I hate that. And also, like, I don't want a guy that like does like hard drugs or anything. That's like a pet peeve, I guess. What about you?
Best qualities is when they're respectful, kind, and loving. And then worst qualities. I've never had a boyfriend, so I can't really say.
Well, what's like your biggest turn off? Like if you're interested in a guy and then you find out they do blank, then you're gonna be uninterested.
If they don't have any ambition, don't want to go to college.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can't commit.
Yeah.
Or isn't doesn't want to open up about their feelings. So
yes, vulnerability, we need more of it. I'm here for it.
Communication is so important. So
yeah. All right, next.
What are y'all's biggest fears?
Okay.
We can do this if you don't want people to know.
What? No, it's okay. I just feel like I'm gonna get hardcore judged. But yeah, okay, so you know how I said like a second ago that I'm a Christian? Well, part of that is like believing in heaven or whatever. My biggest fear is like going to heaven. No, I don't want to go to heaven. That sounds so stupid. I'm like scared of eternity. Like the idea of forever, like thinking about the concept of something never ending, like gives me panic attacks. Like I'm being so serious. And like the idea that like I believe that I'm gonna go to heaven and like my soul will like live forever, that is so scary to me.
Well, just do something bad and you'll just
hell. I mean, heaven's better than hell.
You'll just be a good little angel.
I don't want to be an angel either. I just want to die and be done.
Get cremated. That way they burn your body.
I feel like that's not how that works.
Or maybe not. I don't know. Do people go to heaven when they get cremated?
I think so. Why would you want to get cremated? Anyway.
Just put me in a casket, but don't bury me. Leave me like... If girl famous.
No, we'll make, when we get girl headquarters, you'll be in the center room with your open casket. Sorry, I'm like opening something. It'll be an open casket where anyone that comes to girl headquarters, when Amaya's dead, will have to look at her body.
Well, I would hope you die before me because you're older.
3 years older. I hope we die at the same time.
Now, what if you die at 20?
Then I have you go down with me. Just kidding. I'm so kidding. Please know that was a joke. Okay. Moving on.
What do y'all want to do in life? I hope to get married, move to Colorado, start girl as a headquarters, and that's my plan.
Why Colorado? Because weed's legal there?
Excuse me! That just came out of nowhere. No, because I love Colorado. I think it's so beautiful.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Die to have girl there.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yes,
I mean, that's a plus. I mean, if weed is legal there, imagine how that headquarters is going to be.
Shut up. No.
Started out there.
Girl, weed. No, heck no. Okay, it is. In life, I would like to go to college. I would like to, like, okay, big dream would be like FBI or something, but more realistic, I think I'll major in business and then just kind of do something with that. The whole, like, I can go in different fields like marketing or like, I don't know, I can start a business. I'm not really sure yet, but I definitely want to get married. I definitely want to have kids. I am not sure I want to give birth because it sounds very scary, but I probably will end up, but I definitely am going to adopt. And yeah, I don't really care about being famous or special or anything. I just want to, like, influence the people that are around me and, like, love others well.
Yeah, as long as I live the life that I've always dreamed, kind of. Because, like, if girl ever gets famous, I swear to God, if I get famous.
You are famous, Amaya. You're famous to me.
No, I do not want to be famous at all. Like, that's no...
can I be the image of girl if I get famous?
Oh my God, yeah.
Sorry, I'm like knocking things over.
Operations future chief operations officer, famous.
Yeah, promote me right now, I dare you. I'm just kidding. Okay, next.
That's it. Oh, wait. So these questions, I saved them. So I think these are a little. So can we get a sneak peek soon?
Sneak peek? What does that mean? Does that mean... Do we have a secret?
Oh my God.
What? Yeah. Is there something exciting coming in the near future that we can't say anything about except for this?
Right? And will there be any surprises this episode or maybe this season?
This season, yeah.
I don't know, y'all.
Guess y'all have to stick around and find out.
Right? Because we got some amazing crap coming that I can't tell you, but you guys are going to love it.
Yep. That was my yawn. I was yawning. Sorry.
Well, we're going to go ahead. Do you want to talk about anything before we wrap it up? Anything?
Well, don't we need to do the vibes? I think.
That's it.
Do you want to do the vibes? I know I did horrible vibes last week.
Bathroom.
And, oh, that's what, if people had a bad week, it's my fault. Just blame it on me.
You know what? Thinking about it, I think I did have a bad week.
It's my fault. I'm so sorry, Mai.
Okay.
Oh, so wait, guys. I'm doing the girl Instagram takeover today. So if you haven't watched it, it's going to be on the highlights.
Yeah. All takeovers are always in the highlights. I'm thinking about doing IGTV, so I think that would be really cool.
Ooh, yeah. All right.
Post today.
Let's do some vibes.
Okay, y'all. You guys are going to kill it this week. You guys are going to
be
thing this week. That
yes.
If you want a man, go shoot your shot at him.
No, that's scary.
Okay, go shopping. Go buy that
$18,000
car. Go buy that $8,000 wallet.
Don't get in debt, though.
Right. We love you guys so much, so much. Thank you all so much for listening. We do not have a giveaway this episode. But, yeah, we also have a GoFundMe, so if you love us, go donate to us. Thank you.
Also, if any of y'all are connected to, like, a microphone company that wants to donate microphones, that would be fantastic. All right.
Bye, guys. See y'all.
Bye. Next week.